34 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. With a mouthful of bagel. Jelly and bagel and butter. All right. Well, lucky for you, we got a caller on the phone. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world and he calls us every so often, as are the rest of you at 866-303-2270. I'll get your calls in just a second, but let's say good morning to our friend on planet Bush, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God is the boxing glove, and you're the speed bag. Bam!
All right.
Bring it on, Lord.
All right, all right.
All right.
Today we're going to talk about the right wing's attempted dismantling of the New Deal, Lawton.
New Deal? Try old stealing,
oh,
Mark.
Oh, come on.
It's
come
high
on.
Time that state-sponsored communism bit the dust.
Oh,
hey, Uncle Sam.
Come on.
Get your gay, greedy hands out of Lawton's pockets.
Oh.
That's what I say.
All right, all right.
No, it's not.
Well, and the New Deal improved this country immeasurably. In the depth of the Depression, it helped millions of people in need, and it got them back on their feet, buddy.
Well, yeah, and once they were on their feet, they had more mobility. So they were able to whine for handouts at more locations.
Oh, my God.
Gimme.
All right. You know what? Look, listen to me. Before there was a New Deal, justices routinely struck down laws protecting workers and discouraging child labor, my friend.
And as a result, children have never been lazier. These days, you try to get a preschooler to work a 14-hour shift at a factory, he'd probably give you some line about, "Sorry, dude, I'd rather play Grand Theft Auto." Well, it makes me sad, that's all.
You know, it's
just 14 hours.
There's something wrong with you, Lawton. All right, before there was a New Deal, there was no such thing as workplace safety. Factories were free to pollute, and old people were generally poor when they retired. Do you really want our country to return? Do you really want our country to return to that time, Lawton?
Come on now, you're missing an important point here, buddy. Before Franklin Bolshevik Roosevelt began filling people's heads with polka dots and moonbeams, the American people were happy, all right? Nobody worried about workplace safety, losing an arm in a thresher or whatever. That was a badge of honor, you know? And folks didn't need a minimum wage to feed their families. Hell, most of their kids just died in childbirth anyway.
Exactly.
And old people don't mind retiring poor. They were resourceful. They used to make their own adult diapers with nothing but dental floss and discarded funny paper. They poop right on moon mullets.
Oh my God. You know what?
There's something wrong with you.
All right? Shouldn't our government be there to help people? I mean, don't you think it's important to have a safety net? Please.
Now, Mark, you know what happens?
What?
What happens when a high wire act in the circus doesn't have a safety net?
Uh-huh.
He plummets 50 feet to the floor and dies.
All right.
It only takes about 2 seconds to sweep that fella up and make room for the clowns to come out and kick the crap out of each other. That's what everybody came to see in the first place. Come on, Mark. Even without a safety net, the circus goes on.
What are you talking about?
Give me, what are you talking about?
What?
I have no idea.
Circus.
It's the Christmas season. I'm trying to defend taking food away from kids.
Exactly.
I love the New Deal. The Grapes of Wrath always made me cry.
There you go. See?
Whenever there's a fight, so hungry people can eat, I'll be there.
There you go. See that?
Whenever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there.
See that? Look at that. You have a heart. I knew you had a heart. It's okay, buddy. Let it out, man. Come on over to the other side, buddy.
I love John Moore.
Okay. There you go. See? It's okay.
And Stuntman.
Yeah. See? You got a heart. You care about people. Yeah. What? What's the matter? What's up, buddy?
Old school, goodbye Trotsky, thank you very much, Lawton.
You take care.
All right,
Merry Christmas, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.